Hello everyone, it's Jana here at OJN Twin on the 4th of December, and I'm walking home from school a bit later than usual because I had a meeting this morning, but not a very long one, so I'm just going home now to do the usual for Friday. Let's see what's been happening. Yes, Amelia had a rehearsal yesterday with the lady who will accompany her on a piano, and she does her viola grade one exam next week. And I have to say, I finally get the viola joke. Hey! There's this piece called the viola joke that Amelia has been practicing, and it just sounds weird. It doesn't really seem to have much of a tune to it in places, and I wasn't quite sure what the joke was, other than there's no real tune, and it just didn't really make an awful lot of sense. But then when I heard it with the piano accompaniment yesterday, where basically it's the piano playing and the viola just comes in and provides certain accents, all of a sudden it made sense, and it was brilliant. It's really good. There was another one that Amelia played. Well, actually, because I heard all of them with the piano, which I don't usually do, they sound really good. There's one called Larghetto, which the teacher said that it was quite mature for a grade one piece, but it is in there. So, Amelia did really well. Really, really well. It's fantastic. Not so impressed with Henry at the moment, because I keep saying to him, can you please do some reading? He needs to practice reading a bit more, and he just refuses. So not entirely sure what to do there. What I have done is I've bought him How to Train Your Dragon, the book, and I've also bought the comics now, or one of them anyway, see how he gets on with it and what that looks like, because you can't look inside, just to see, because boys are supposed to be better with reading when it's comics. But I think he just hasn't got anything that he really wants to read that he's interested in reading. I just noticed for the first time last week when he was playing a computer game, and it came out with a little message, and then he started to read that, and I thought, he's got some incentive there to do some reading. But the rest of the time it's just me going, come on, let's do your reading. And even when I'm trying to be very subtle about it and going, let's do a bit of story time, there's usually he finds something better to do. He likes the idea of story time because he went to story club once at school, and he loved it because they gave him fruit and he got to listen to a story from one of the teachers who's got a bit of drama experience. So she's a very expressive reader. That is a huge understatement. She's brilliant. So I couldn't hope to match that. But still, he likes the idea, but he's just not really been interested, as in sitting down and actually listening to me reading. Yeah. Apart from bedtime story, he likes my bedtime stories. So I'm having a bit of trying to get him to practice that a bit more. And obviously, no practice means that certain things just, are a bit slower, or he needs to, they don't come back to him straight away. So that one. And then trying to think what else happened. That was sort of the main thing. Today I'm not entirely sure yet. I was going to go and do some shopping, but I might postpone that to Monday, actually, because it's going to be later in the day again, and then we've also got a play date coming this afternoon, so I better prepare. And then I'm out tonight on something the school association have arranged, I think. Oh no, it might be from the church, actually, I'm not sure now. It's where they make gingerbread houses. So I've not been to this, I've heard about it, So basically you go and they give you the materials for Gingerbread House, or they give you a gingerbread house and you have to decorate it with sugar and Smarties and stuff. So that should be interesting. I shall prepare my way into the house because it looks very much like it's raining over there and it's coming over here. Yep, definitely rain. I can feel it now. Better go in. So let's hope the window cleaner doesn't come today. I've probably forgotten something, but that's basically what's happening right now. So it's been another busy week, hopefully. Well, then there's weekend. Well, it's the school fair tomorrow, even though we're not going to be there for very long, simply because the kids have swimming at lunchtime, so we'll only manage sort of the first. Well, they'll only be there for the first half hour or so before they have to go off. I'll stay a bit longer because I'll help out on the stall as well. They're desperately looking for parents to man the stalls, and a lot of people are going away and doing their family Christmas visits a bit earlier in the year. And then on Sunday is Nikolaus. I'm sure I've talked about it on AudioB before, but we go in for this big time. It's a bit of a pre-Christmas, but it involves polishing your shoes. It's something Germans do. I think the Dutch do it on the 7th of December. There used to be a Dutch boy in Emilia's class, and they would always bring in speculatius, the special spiced biscuits. So not gingerbread, but spiced biscuits from Holland as kind of a Nikolaus present. I'm not entirely sure how they do it, but apart from it's a day later. But for us, it's basically we have to make sure we polish our shoes the night before, and then we put them out as normal, and then we get up in the morning, and there's supposed to be something in them. Traditionally, it's just sweets and satsumas and that sort of thing. But we've upgraded to little toys and things as well, and to sort of, you know, like stocking fillers, I think you'd say, but quite sort of, you know, useful ones, but also little silly ones. But the kids love it. So we'll be doing that on Sunday. I think that's pretty much it. So, but as it's Friday, I'll wish you all a very happy weekend. Hopefully with good weather. It's gone cold again and it's still raining. That's not fair. It's not a good combination. I shall go and do a bit of exercise. I've started again. That can be my what I do in December. I've started going on a cross trainer. Simon's put a telly up because I thought being distracted visually works a lot better for me. And it does. So at the moment, I'm catching up with the very last episode of Downton Abbey. Unfortunately, on ITV Player, where you have to sit through all the adverts and 3 minutes when you're pedalling can be a long time. Someone did suggest to me that the telly should be powered by me pedalling, but it works anyway. I can run as long as I'm distracted. I keep running and I don't even notice how much time passes when I'm engrossed. So that works very well for me, and that means at least I'm doing a bit more exercise again and getting a bit fitter again. So I tested that yesterday by running halfway down the hill just to see how long I can run before I feel out of puff, and I did manage to go a bit longer already yesterday, so hopefully it's not going to take me quite that long again to build up all my my stamina and my fitness. So there we go. Right, it's definitely raining now. It's just kind of, I don't know, it's a bit of spitting, so it's just making it wet. I'll probably stay in and postpone the shopping trip. Anyway, thank you so much for listening, and I'll speak to you again soon, and have a great weekend. Bye for now.